The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Christopher writes, Dr. Dahlia, don't doctors undress you anymore. The last five doctors I've had kept my clothes on and didn't even touch me with their stethoscope. Are we not getting checked anymore? What are we supposed to go to the doctor for? Okay. This is interesting. Usually patients complain that they have to undress. It's rare that you see a patient complain, but it's a very valid complaint that the doctor isn't evaluating them. So, wow. Okay, here we go. A physical. We've talked about this, okay? I mean, when you go to the doctor, okay, and you have a physical, it's not pretty much the same thing all across the board. It's very different, depending on which doctor you go to. Some doctors ask you a history, have you take a history, and say you look good, see ya, without even touching you. You have other doctors that have you completely undressed. You get your pelvic exam, you get a rectal exam, you get a prostate check, whatever. Everything is done, and they do that almost every time they see you. So, I think it should be a happy medium, okay? And I am hearing that. I'm hearing a lot more that patients are going in, and whether they're seeing a doctor or nurse practitioner or PA, they're not being touched. What is going on? Well, a few things could be going on, okay? In the olden days, you would be completely undressed, okay? And see the doctor, you get dressed, and then you'd sit down in the doctor's office and they would talk to you. The doctor would have a different area to talk to you. Many times he had like an office area, or his office was just the same room with the medical table. So you would undress, they'd see you, you get dressed, then you'd sit down and talk. It was different. Now, doctors run in the room, we see the patient, we talk to the patient there while you're in a gown or not. And then we leave. Hopefully some doctors out there are still doing the old-fashioned way, which I think is really, really cool. All right. There's been a lot of criticism, however, of doctors and lawsuits and accusations of inappropriate conduct with undressing. Maybe some of these doctors are guilty. Maybe some of them aren't. I had a doctor who was guilty of doing that with me as a patient, and I didn't realize he did it until I realized what happened was inappropriate. And so when you have innocent doctors out there going, now look, I don't want to be accused of doing something I don't want to do. All right, I'll have a nurse in the room. So I have a nurse come in the room. I'll do the exam and the nurse will be in the room. But what if a doctor doesn't have a witness? Okay, they may skip the exam. I've heard of this happening. Well, I didn't have a witness in the room. I wasn't going to take the risk of somebody saying I was in there with them undressed. So we kept them dressed. Some doctors have the door open. I had a medical student say that the doctor they rotated with, even during pelvic exams, the door was open. And the doctor kept the door open during the exam. Now, other patients weren't walking up and down the hall next to them. Each room was kind of private, but the door was open while they were undressed, etc. And my guess was they did that so they wouldn't be accused of doing something improper behind a closed door. Now, this is getting ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay? I mean, why can't you go to the doctor, have them look at you, do what they're supposed to do? I mean, there's supposed to be nothing sexual to it. We look at the skin. We make sure you don't have any melanomas. We check your prostate. We do your pap smear. We check your ears, nose, mouth. I mean, it's not supposed to be a big deal. The undressing part is, I mean, you know, when you go to the dentist, you have to open your mouth. He has to look inside your mouth. Okay? The mouth isn't the most attractive orifice out there, but you show your dentist. All right, I mean, you know, you're supposed to show the doctor what's going on so they take a look at you. And I understand there are perverts out there. I get that. And there have been people, nurses, doctors, et cetera, booked and charged with lewd conduct, inappropriate behavior, assault. I get that. But we are now starting to see more professionals not even go there. Okay? You know what? Just go to your gynecologist. I'm not going to do your gyne exam. Just go to the dermatologist. Have your skin evaluated there. Go ahead and do that. I'll just handle your medications. You know, it is. It's a compartmentalizing of the patient. And it really frustrates me that newer doctors aren't taught and trained to really look at every nook and cranny. You know, I was in medical school, and I went to a couple medical schools, depending on where I lived, and I was surprised at how some of the students would kind of walk in, say hi, put the stethoscope on the gown, and then walk out. And I'm like, you know, well, did anybody kind of look under the sheet and look at their leg, look at their feet? I always train the students and the residents, look under the sheet. Okay, they could have a big, huge DVT. Their leg could be completely swollen. You need to look and see what's going on. See if there's an ulcer on their tushy because they've been in a hospital bed for a week or two, right? You know, I mean, look. And nobody's looking at the patients. I can understand family members may not want to put other family members, you know, and embarrass them, etc. I can understand that. I get that. All right? But, you know, the doctor is supposed to be the one to do the looking. If the doctors, the nurse practitioners, the PAs are like, you know what, I won't go there, fine. That's a problem. You know, I have people right now say, no hernia check. I know I need one for the job. Don't check my hernia. Don't check that. Fine. I write patient refuse. I'm not going to force it because there's no way I want to get in trouble. There's no way I want to lose my license. There's no way I want to get charged with inappropriate touching. If they don't want me to look, I won't look. Fine. But that's what we have now. Okay? I mean, you wouldn't bring your car into a shop and not let them open the hood. So it's, you know, I mean, doctors now have to hire extra staff as witnesses. Have the witness in the room so nobody could accuse you. But, you know, things won't get done if you don't look. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the cost of raising a child is now $245,000 based on 2013 figures. We spend $245,000 on our children until they turn 18, not even including college. Now, the figure has gone up 1.8% from 2012. I blame Apple, personally, Okay, because these iPhones and iPads and all these iGadgets are driving me crazy, but that's neither here nor there. They say right now, middle-income Americans, according to Daily Mail and NBC and all sorts of news outlets right now, Associated Press, are spending $245,000 raising a child until adulthood. And they say families living in the Northeast is taking on a greater burden. They say food, housing, child care, education has rose 1.8%, according to the latest Agriculture Department's Expenditures on Children and Families report. As in the past, families in the urban Northeast will spend more than families in the urban South and rural parts of the U.S. They're spending an average of $282,000. They said when you adjust for projected inflation, the report found that a child born last year could cost a middle-income family an average of $304,000 and $304,480. That is a lot of moolah. You know, if you could go back, right, okay, and tell your kids, you know, who are thinking, you know, 20 years ago, okay, you know, before you have sex, before you not put on the condom, you might want to think about this, okay, because that 2.5 minute sexual encounter could cost you $300,000 later. Okay, they'd probably be like, what, huh? I don't get it. It's going to cost me $300,000 to have sex, huh? What? Make them read this report. The USDA's annual report, based on the government's consumer expenditure survey, found that families were consistent in how they spent their money across all categories, like the pregnancy, and then the pregnancy and the tuition weren't counted, but everything from food, etc. They said back in 1960, this was the first year the report was issued, and a middle-income family could spend about $25,000, which is now equivalent to almost $200,000 in 2013. Now, the reason why something like that is important is with, despite inflation, we're spending an extra $45,000 than we would have. Now, mind you, 1960, okay, $25,000 would equate to about $200,000 now. Okay, so that I get. But our numbers are up to $245,000 back east, $282,000. So why are we spending more on kids? Okay, well, maybe back in the 60s, we did things differently with the way we ate. We didn't get kids their own special meal. We would eat what was at the table. If the kids didn't like it, lump it. Same thing with clothes and hand-me-downs. I mean, in the 70s, most of my clothes were my sister's. Okay, and it was very difficult because she was 6 years older. So now here I am in the 80s, and I'm still wearing flowers and purple and orange. Now, luckily, in the 80s, things started to be a little bit more fluorescent. But still, I mean, it was a lot of hand-me-downs. Child care, many of us right now are spending a lot more on child care than we did in the 1960s. In the 1960s, many moms, if they didn't work, were there taking care of their kids. Whereas now, more moms out into the workforce, less being spent on child care. But child care is expensive. All right? Also, back then, you know, kids might have shared bedrooms. This idea that every kid gets their own bedroom, that was something I never had. I mean, one time we had a really good year. And we actually, after my sister left, we actually did each have our own room. That was really nice. But most of the time we shared a room, sometimes shared a bed. We were in my mom's, you know, family room. We had a mattress there. That's where we, my grandma's. So, I mean, you know, we did things differently. And now these kids, they have televisions in their room. Some of the kids have their own computers. Are you kidding me? This is middle-income family. All right, so what do? I mean, this is a lot of money. Now, remember, okay, you can't look at it as one big bulk $245,000 check. It'd be nice to scare kids from having sex prematurely and without protection by saying that number, but I don't think they'll figure it out. Again, as you're buying them food, as you're doing stuff each day, it adds up cumulatively. And that is a heck of a lot of moolah. But if people are with, let's say, five kids, that's over $1 million. over $1 million. Actually, four kids. You're already at $1 million spending money. I mean, are we planning for that? Are we budgeting for that? So what are some things we could do to be smart? Well, we already talked about some of the things like with back to school. Okay? Your kids are going back to school. Don't sit there in the mall for 2 hours buying all the kids' clothes at one time. Let the kid have a couple new outfits. Let them go to school because 9 times out of 10, they don't like what you just bought because now they see what everybody else is wearing. They see what the new thing is and they come back going, no, I want these tennis shoes. I want this. We just bought our kids' shoes a week after my son went back to high school because he was going to start high school and this way we could see the shoes he wanted. Okay, and I'm not saying you got to give your kid what they want, but that stinks when you buy them something and then they don't wear it. Okay, you also need to early on get the kids involved with them purchasing food, purchasing clothes, etc. I think the big mistake we're doing with our kids right now is, all right, I'll go grocery shopping, I'll buy you the clothes, I'll buy you the books, I'm putting the gas in the car, I'm that. All of a sudden they're 16 and they want a car and then they come up with the realization, oh my gosh, you have to pay for this, you have to pay for this. Why haven't the kids been saving? Do your kids have a little savings account? And are the kids doing what you're doing, budgeting what they have in their savings account? What we should be doing with our kids is, number one, they have money to put aside for college or for the future. Good. Then number two, they have their spending money account. And that spending the money account is part of their allowance, but even though part of their allowance had to go to the future, and then part of their allowance gets to go to the spending account. Then they get to watch the interest grow on their spending account, even though the interest is stinky, right? Okay? Let them learn about taxes. Let them learn about banking fees. Let them learn about all that. They will know, they'll understand, and they will appreciate the money. Okay, well, now they want to buy an iPad. Well, let's look at your bank account. Let's see what you have. Or you could pay a portion of that. If you want an iPad, $50 from your savings goes to that. No, I just want you to buy it. All the other parents are buying it for their kids. No. Okay, we're teaching you how to be smart with your money. Why don't the kids see this? I mean, when my sister got a job when she was 16, her paycheck went to supporting the family. These kids nowadays are very, very lucky. They get to work and they get to keep their money for their car. All right, and some of them are very, very responsible. They learn how to pay for their insurance. They learn how to pay for the car, etc. But you know, one thing that I was really frustrated about is my parents would always keep their finances quiet. You know, they wouldn't let us see what they're spending or whatever. With my kids, I do show them. Let them look at the bill. Let them look at that. And I mean, their eyes—they have no idea that our trip to Target was $250. And they think that it was just, oh, mommy buying makeup or crap or whatever. No, I like to buy my makeup from MAC. And yeah, maybe I did pick up some extra powder or something at Target. But that $245 was your socks, was the toothbrushes, was toothpaste, was soap, was, I don't know, those colorful bowls that Target or Walmart sells next to the pool section that you really don't need, but because they're cheap, you decided to buy one, all right? And then let them see them. They may say, you know, Mom, maybe we didn't need to buy this. You know, another real good thing you could do with your kids is after you buy all the groceries and after you buy all the stuff at Walmart or Target or whatever, and you're sitting there, go, this is the money we spent. What of these things could we probably not have needed and maybe was a little bit superfluous? The tampons? No, those are needed. Deodorant? Nobody needs deodorant. No. The cookies. Right. Was the cookies a necessity? Teach the kids what they were and go, now look, it's okay to buy non-necessities. It's okay to do that, but we only have a budget. And this month, we're only going to spend $100 on junk food. 100 what? Oh my gosh, we're going to starve. No, you're not going to starve. You're not going to starve because look, we have the food budget. Yeah, but nobody eats the salad and the peppers and the, well, maybe we will if you don't want to starve. But why aren't we going? I mean, maybe that'll help solve our obesity problem. Maybe that'll help stop these kids from getting so spoiled. Let them see what you're spending. Let them be a part of that. Let them be a part of it. And you want to know what these kids, they're gonna surprise you. Okay, they'll realize, wait, milk now is about $3.50 a gallon. If I want milk with my cereal, I better, you know, Think about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, this is really, really cool. They say lungs for organ transplants can live outside the body with the help of this new machine. This is exciting. It's a machine created by researchers at the University of Michigan, and it has been shown to successfully keep lungs alive for days after death, greatly extending the transplant potential for those on the waiting list for a lung transplant. Remember, the lungs are probably one of the most delicate organs because it needs the blood and oxygen for it to work. Remember, what is the purpose of the lungs? The purpose of the lungs is to be extremely super-duper sensitive to the oxygenated blood that goes to the cells through the alveoli. It takes the oxygen, delivers the oxygen, or it takes the oxygen from the air, delivers it to the blood, and it has to transfer this in the alveoli so that the blood comes back oxygenated, so it goes back to the heart to get pumped through the body, nice, rich, oxygenated, red, juicy blood to everybody. And the lungs do this. The lungs are phenomenal. Absolutely. Which is why you start turning bluish when you drop a lung or your lungs aren't working that well, because your lungs are supposed to oxygenate the blood. People are like, oh, I'm always worried about the heart. I'm always worried about the heart. Who cares if I have a cough? Oh, no, no, no. Okay, your heart needs your lungs just like your lungs need the heart. Don't underestimate that. Now, the problem is when somebody needs a lung transplant, you know, to transport a lung or to have the lung ready to go, etc., again, it's a very, very delicate organ. They say outside the body, these cells start deteriorating quickly, according to Dr. Paul Lang, medical director of Gift for Life in Michigan, which is a transplantation organization. Says, I've been in medicine for years, and I still think it's wild, almost science fiction. See, I know you guys think we doctors are a bunch of dorky geeks, but we still know when something's cool. The machine was approved by the US FDA this month for use of human lungs for humanitarian cases and is known as the ex vivo perfusion system. It is estimated to cost $250,000. They say since the organs usually, after a small period of time, are not suitable for recipients, I guess only 20% of the lungs that we actually can have for transplant are actually used. So, I mean, you could have 100 donors. You're like, oh, thank God we have 100 donors. Only 20 of the lungs could possibly actually transplant. So health officials think that this new device could then allow us to increase the shelf life. This is being reported by ScienceWorldReport.com. So they said if I could take those lungs out for a test drive, spend 4 hours with them instead of 15 minutes, then we could decide if they are usable. See? Test drive. Isn't that cool? The Federal Organ Procurement and Transplantation Network estimates that out of the 1,900 lung transplants completed nationwide, 354 died on the waiting list for lungs or became too ill to receive them. Okay? This is exactly an area of research that we need speedily results in, because we don't have enough organ donors, we don't have enough organs out there, and we don't have the time to bring it to these people in its most pristine shape. Having these machines would be awesome. Where was it? Didn't somebody, I forget where it was, they dropped the heart on the ground? I mean, it was all packaged, but they were trying to rush the heart transplant, and they dropped it, and it rolled out on the ground. Yeah, okay. So, okay. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say if you give premature babies human milk fat, it will improve growth while they're in the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. The research was conducted by a team from the USDA ARS Children's Nutrition Network at Baylor College of Medicine, Texas Children's Hospital, and they received this cream as part of the diet. They found that it spurred weight gain and aid in organ development. They said for premature babies who weigh less than 1,000 grams, which is about 2 pounds, that blows your mind. Have you guys ever seen these babies? Wow. The skin is see-through. They are the cutest little things. And then to watch them grow. One of my favorite rotations was the neonatal ICU. I mean, you gotta be tough for that one, because it's sad when they don't make it. But the ones that make it, it's amazing to see what they can do now. Wow. One of the problems, of course, is that the lungs and other our organs are still developing when they're born. If the infant can gain weight and increase in length at a good rate, this helps improve their outcomes. Fat is very necessary. Now, fat also kills us. We know a bunch of us are dealing with diabetes and other sorts of medical issues because of fat. When it comes to babies, you know, I really tell parents, don't start the low-fat diets on them until they've kind of gotten out of some of the urgent growth periods, okay? Because, I give babies their formula until they're a year, and after a year, I switch them to whole milk. We do not have to put them on low-fat milk. Now, what you can do, if you want to watch your toddler's fat intake, is stop the cookies, stop the sugary drinks, but let them have whole milk, okay? Now, I'd rather they get more natural fat than sugar and carbs. Okay? And if you do feed them chicken or turkey, do the white meat instead of the dark meat. There's other ways you could cut the fat on these kids, but I wouldn't start going to low-fat milk until they're already preschool, kindergarten. All right? But let these kids develop. A study was published in the Journal of Pediatrics. It further supports early research that human milk can help premature infants. They say that an exclusive human milk diet helped protect their intestines. So they looked at these little babies weighing only 750 grams and 1,250 grams, so less than a pound, who needed more calories. They did the milk diet and cream supplements, and they found this natural form of fat helped them grow. Good for them. But do this. You know, when it comes to non-premature, where your babies are home, you know, talk to the doctor. Don't start making these low-fat decisions yet, okay? Because what these babies need to develop is something that I think many of us don't even, can't even comprehend, okay? You know, God made women with breasts to make breast milk. And breast milk apparently has the right amount of everything these babies need. Unfortunately, many of us moms don't seem to make the milk. And in the olden days, you would just then have a nursemaid or somebody else nurse the baby for you, so the baby got what you had. Nowadays, oh, we could go and buy formula, or we could then later give them milk, etc. But we would breastfeed our kids to preschool age. And we don't do that anymore. So as we start substituting these other things for babies, even though I'm a huge fan of formula, I think formula is fine, don't start making your own cuts, okay, as they come out of the infancy period, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently there was a blunder here, and an investigation now is taking a look at a government lab where a scientist kept silent about an accident and revealed it only after other employees noticed something was a little fishy. According to rdmag.com, apparently there was a deadly strain of bird flu that was accidentally mixed with a tamer strain. The mix was sent to another CDC laboratory in Atlanta and to an outside lab in Athens, Georgia. Nobody got sick, but unsuspecting scientists had worked with the viral mix for months before it was discovered. CDC officials have called this the most worrisome in a series of lab safety problems at the government agency. So now I guess they're learning and figuring out that some of these people are doing some kooky stuff. And it was a scientist that kept quiet. This blows my mind, okay? Because the whole purpose of you doing science, okay, is to have a very, very pristine, virgin products that you are using to test. If you're using already mixed and soiled contents, then where are we getting our data from? Bullcrap? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I'm a walking in the rain.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I didn't believe it.
Neither did I.
No way could you professionally remove unwanted hair, pain-free, and at home.
My thoughts exactly.
Remove my face and body hair without expensive, painful office visits?
Not possible. Great minds think alike.
Until I tried No-No Pro.
Mm-hmm. Wait, you tried No-No?
Yes, and it works. I use it on my face, legs, bikini line.
We're BFFs, and you didn't tell me about No-No?
Here, this is my new No-No Pro. The most powerful No-No made. Custom treatment levels, less hair and less time, perfect for any skin type. Try it.
No hair, no pain, no time consuming expensive office visits?
No, and no.
For a limited time, you can try No-No Pro risk-free. You'll also get the facial kit and a travel case. Get weeks of long-lasting results.
That's it. I'm getting a No-No.
Great minds do think alike.
Try No-No Pro risk-free by calling 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760. That's 800-952-5760. 800-952-5760.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We'll be right back.
on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We received an email from one of our listeners talking about medical records and privacy. And let me first tell you the story before I read you his email. Apparently, there was a cyber attack that stole, quote-unquote, millions of patients' records, including four North Carolina hospitals, being reported here out of New York. Community Health Systems operates 206 hospitals across the United States, and they announced that hackers recently broke into its computers and stole data on 4.5 million patients. This is being reported by WBTV. Four of the hospitals owned by Community Health Systems are in North Carolina. They also run hospitals throughout the United States. News 8 Now, or Fox 8, is in North Carolina, so they're highlighting that. But 206 hospitals across the United States. They say hackers have gained access to names, social security numbers, physical addresses, birthdays, and telephone numbers. Anyone who received treatment from a network-owned hospital in the last 5 years or was merely referred there, they say, by an outside doctor was affected. They say the large data breach puts these people at heightened risk for identity fraud. Criminals can open bank accounts, credit cards on their behalf, take out loans, etc. The hospitals are open in 28 states, huge numbers in Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Texas. Now, they did hire cybersecurity experts to consult the hack. They've determined that the hackers were in China and used high-end sophisticated malware to launch the attack sometimes in April and June this year. The FBI says it is working closely with the hospital network and committing significant resources and efforts to target, dismantle, and arrest the perpetrators. Wow. I know this isn't the first time that we've been hacked by another country. All right. The lost personal information is protected by the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, hence HIPAA. So what that means is patients could sue the hospital network for damages. Now, here's the problem, okay? If you are a doctor's office or a medical system and you think you have the most high-end system and it gets hacked by China, how are you supposed to protect yourself? I mean, right now, Community Health Systems said it will provide notification to the 4.5 million patients as required by federal and state law. They're going to let people know. They're going to do what they can. It's just, wow. They said they were able to wipe out the hacker's malware from its computer systems and implemented protections to prevent similar break-ins. But see, here's my thing, okay? There's always going to be hackers. This is what kind of worries me, okay? You know, people wonder why doctors are still hesitant on becoming electronic. Well, this is why. Somebody decides to hack, all right? That doctor and their medical office is going down. So doctors are probably like, well, heck with this. We'll just still stay with paper. I mean, this is very, very frustrating. We're moving electronic this year, and I am putting in as much spy malware software that I can, but, I mean, I can't compete with China if they want to come in and attack. Now, let's look at this email that we received here. All right. Dahlia, between the cyber attack that exposed medical records and the case where a doctor is being sued about homosexuality was put in a chronic problem list, why should we tell our doctors anything? Since our medical records are private, should they even exist? Now, I don't know how we could do a non-medical record type of practice. Because, like, even with the reason why is patients demand knowing what happened last visit. You know, I mean, it would be nice to be able to just see the patient and take care of them. You don't have to bill the insurance, right? Because they paid you up front. You don't have to have paperwork. You don't have to have a computer system. That costs you money, by the way. You see the patient, you take care of them, and you move on. That would be nice. And patients get copies of their tests, and they're the ones that have to keep their medical tests private. That would be nice. Okay, but patients don't want that. They're like, oh, can you call the lab up and have them send me the blood work results from last year? All right, I mean, you guys don't like to keep your own medical records. You want us to. But unfortunately, that does, it can violate your privacy. Your medical records have to be in some computer system or it has to be in some chart. The lab tech, whoever is running the lab, whoever is inputting your results. Okay, I mean, not everything is private. The insurance company isn't private. The insurance company wants to know what your diagnosis is. Now, many of you have already told me when we were talking about gun laws and how doctors were asking if you have a gun in the house and how you felt it violated your Second Amendment rights, how you just wouldn't admit it. Remember, pediatricians have to ask if there's any weapons in the house so they could talk to you about making sure and reminding you that these kids could go into the weapons. You know, so we do it as a safety measure for kids. But I understand, you know, you want to keep your privacy. If you have a, you know, a gun, you want to keep it private. I understand that. You know, but when it comes to kids, we want to make sure that you know your protection. So what I usually do is I assume everybody has a gun. Everybody has knives in their house. Everybody has chemicals. Everybody has drain cleaners. So I just give everybody the same speech. Okay? I don't have to know particularly and write in the chart, you have a gun. Okay, because if you're not going to tell me the truth, if you're going to say I don't, I'm still going to talk to you about guns. I'm still going to still teach you and use that as a teaching moment just in case you're not telling me the truth. And it is. It's your business. I understand that. All right? So, we're already seeing more and more patients not want things in their chart. Patients will come in and say, I'm only going to talk about this. Please don't ask me about anything else. That may be because they're on medical marijuana, maybe because they had a drug history, maybe because they're cheating on their wife. So they don't want anything on record. And the stuff is on record. You know, you have a lot of professionals out there that don't want to get their blood drawn because they think if they were showed up positive for HIV or hepatitis, etc., everybody would know about it. And so there's no privacy. Now, the HIPAA laws are supposed to protect you. You are supposed to be protected from that. But all you could do is sue. Once the privacy's out there, it's out there. So absolutely, doctors have your Social Security number. They have your birth dates. They have your name. They have your address. People found out where I lived. I don't know how they did, but they did. I don't know what got hacked or whatever, but people knew where I lived. And it's, you know, so unfortunately in the computer age that we're in, there is no privacy. Where I'm a little nervous is if we are being hacked by another country and now the hospitals or doctors are being sued, then you're not going to want anybody to have your medical records. No one's going to want to write nothing down because they're not going to want to lose your privacy and then be sued and possibly go under for that. So, I mean, there has to be some way to make this work. And there has to be a way to protect you. I don't want you not telling me that you had syphilis because then I may be misdiagnosing your rash. Or you have some numbness somewhere. Meanwhile, I don't realize it could be neurosyphilis because you didn't want to tell me you had syphilis because I put it in the chart. You know, the privacy issues are becoming more and more of the case, especially as we're going to socialized medicine and we're going to everything being electronic and all medical records communicating with each other. No, you will not have privacy. And maybe you and your doctor, maybe you need to come up with certain codes. And maybe the doctor could put those codes in that nobody else knows so that you and he don't have to worry about somebody else looking at it. I don't know. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death. but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.